It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Who does he join, DJ? Do you know?
Gary Wright and Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth.
God, dude.
Deserves so much better.
What a loser trifecta for the great Brooks Robinson.
Well, he's going to alpha that.
He's got
trifecta.
Soft music and then Smash Mouth guy who might be a Nazi.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Allegedly.
Don't take up for him. All right, Dave, let's do some E-News.
Just put his hand up that way. Just
hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
TV's coming back.
The ticket.
All right, let's talk about your nip. Nip?
Yes, please. Hello.
Let's not talk about your nips. Let's talk about your nips.
Do you want to see them?
No, just leave me alone. It's a long week. Let's talk about your hips, your back, your
shoulders. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, the emergency break of the week is brought to us by Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration. And by the way, now would be a good time to text the word REVENGE to 22126. Your name will be in the hopper. Our big drawing on Monday. Tickets to see Luka's return to the AAC and play the Mavericks next Wednesday night. All right. It's 7:56 here on the ticket. Let's give you the candidates for this week's emergency break of the week. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, I am happy to report that he's back. The T-Box is on an incredible run here in 2025. And someone on that show thinks it's a good idea to let Craig Rosengarten bring it back from break. And I think in this case, it's his idea. He starts it off with a cough, and then this is how he brings it back from break, forgetting who their sponsor is or not even knowing there is one, and then all this mess.
It's Seabass and Mino on Diamond Talk after every weeknight Rangers home game on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Oops. Sorry about that. Hey, by the way. Oh. I'll take it. Hey, it's 9:22 on the ticket, T-Box. Why not? I have a question for you.
Well, your question is brought to you by Tempest Golf Course in Gladewater, United Ag and Turf.
So, Eli, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
He really had something there. That's I can see why he would want to bring it back from break when you got gold like that. A great way to start it with the cough. All right, one more time.
It's Seabass and Mino on Diamond Talk after every weeknight Rangers home game on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Oops.
Sorry about that. Hey, by the way. Oh, that's me. I'll take it. Hey, it's 9:22 on the ticket, T-Box. Why not? I have a question for you.
Well, your question is brought to you by Tempest Golf Course in Gladewater, United Ag and Turf.
So, Eli, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
That wasn't the question.
That's what everybody was wondering, though. How many followers Eli has on Twitter?
I got this. Listen to this, Rick. Listen to this question that I've got that's sponsored. We sponsored that question.
Sponsored question. It took me a week to come up with this question.
By the way, the answer is 7,300.
Okay. 7,300.
That was the most meek answer.
Thank you, Saad. Saad Youssef is producing for us this morning. And who knows? You may hear that next week. There's Craig Rosengarten up as candidate number one. Candidate number two. We've all had the coffee table injuries. You're walking through your living room, you hit your foot or your knee.
Take a coffee table to the shin.
Yeah, always painful. Well, Corby has a knee injury while doing the show. Right as he starts, a live spot. Enjoy.
6-7 and 13-10, The Ticket.
All right, Dan, let's talk about... Oh, God, I just hit my knee, son of a bitch! Oh, it hurts. It hurts. The pain. But I don't have low T. So I got that going for me. Low T Center.
He's fine. He's fine. And very casual, too.
So cash.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they put him in the medical tent or not, but here again is Corby with the broadcast injury.
6-7 and 13-10, The Ticket.
All right, Dan, let's talk about... Oh, God, I just hit my knee, son of a bitch! Oh, it hurts. It hurts, the pain. But I don't have low T, so I got that going for me. Low T center...
So I'm good. There's Corby as candidate number two. Boy, there is that, if you're like sliding up in your chair and you hit your knee right into the corner, you do it all the time over there, don't
I
you?
Do, yeah. I hit knees all the time.
So painful.
You know what I haven't done, though, lately, that I used to do all the time in school when we'd be sitting in desk, is hit the nerve, ulnar
right
nerve or whatever, the funny
desk,
bone.
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling in the world. But I haven't done it in years.
No, I haven't either.
I haven't had the funny bone.
Why did we do it so often back then? Had to be desk design or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably
it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, it's true.
Desk are pretty much best friends of mine.
What?
Corby is candidate number two. Candidate number three, also from the hard line, Davey Lane, who short circuits live on the air.
If you've not seen it, it's very much a Tarantino alternate timeline revenge porn movie where it's like, well, what would have happened if someone had thwarted the Manson family?
The bad guys get it.
Yeah. Just like Django Django or Inglourious Bastards, all of those.
Django Django.
Django Unchained. Sorry, Django Django is a band. I'd had that in my name. My head.
Are you okay?
I have not done ketamine, I swear to God. I don't know what's happening with my synapses in my brain right now.
I had that in my name. Really weird recovery there. All right, one more time.
If you've not seen it, it's very much a Tarantino alternate timeline revenge porn movie where it's like, well, what would have happened if someone had thwarted the Manson family?
The bad guys get it.
Yeah. Just like Django Django or Inglourious Bastards, all of those.
Django Django.
Django Unchained. Sorry, Django Django is a band. I had that in my name. In my head.
Are you okay?
I have not done ketamine, I swear to God. I don't know what's happening with my synapses in my brain right now.
There's Davey Lane.
They're totally different movies.
Totally different movies with, candidate number three. So is it Craig Rosengarten, Corby, or Davey? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hello, George.
Oh, my gosh. It's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Just a wild guess.
Something to do with your voice.
Oh, that's a very, very wild guess. Very wild guess. Well, unfortunately, we don't have anything from Reach Around Rick today.
No.
But we're going to have to go with Davey's Confusion Mind.
Okay. Thank you very much. And by the way, I found out that I have a mutual friend of Brady Tom.
With Brady Tom.
Yeah, with Brady Tom, not of with. All right.
For
hi,
Brady Tom.
In my name.
Against Brady Tom.
You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, Corby needs to be careful with his low T and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
I'm going to vote for Craig.
Okay. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, George, you looking forward to Daniel Robinson to be the new UNT coach?
Yeah. For good things about him.
Yeah, that's great. Did you kill Bill Mercer?
God.
Terrible.
Come on. Don't laugh at that, Gordon.
It took me by surprise. It was thrilling.
Well, that's it's not funny when it hits so close to home.
That was terrible.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, Musers.
Hey.
Good morning.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
What?
You guys got plans?
Okay.
All right. That's enough of you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, George?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's Karaoke Mercy Friday. Bob and May come up to a little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were, Gordon?
1A champions? 4A champions?
2A.
2A.
2A champions.
And guess what? For 2 years running. Oh, God. Give me number two.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I am right, yay.
Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Grant McCaslin's in the coaching porter, y'all. Kirby better get him locked up for the Aggie signing.
Ooh, boy, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Sure would. Hey, I want to vote for Johnny Ebright.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Y'all have a happy E.I. God. Love you.
I think they're expecting snow this weekend out in Lubbock.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Let me vote for Davey, please.
Okay. Love that first time, long time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Voting in the emergency break of the week.
Sure enough.
With us today. Maybe not.
Hey, okay. It's Buffalo the Bear.
It's what?
Muffin the Bear.
Hey, Muffin.
Oh, it does sound like Muffin.
Yeah.
Hey, Muffin, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, I've always got to give a shout-out to Willie Brand.
Willie Brand?
And the chicken on the ticket, and I'm going to vote for Corby.
Okay. Thanks, Muffin.
Thanks, Muffin.
Willie Brand, the UTA guard.
Still their all-time leading scorer, I think.
Probably.
Hi, you're on the... Oh, gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Just a second, doctor. Hello? Did you call me?
No, you called us.
Oh, I'm in a physical. I'm sorry. Okay. I thought Gordo called.
No?
What?
Is that Craig?
Is that Craig? That's what I thought.
For coughing? Okay. Hello? You're on Ticket Radio.
Hello, this is Lord Rockhopper Charles III, Penguin of the McDonald Islands, calling in to speak about the tariffs that your President Trump has imposed upon our islands.
Yeah, we're not really talking about that right now.
What about a vote?
Maybe I think they hung up on him.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me low T Corby, please.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, my gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Yeah, in honor of the late, the great, the best NFL draft expert out there, Ribby Pulse, I'd like to pass my vote to the next caller.
Yeah. Ribby passed away. I didn't tell you guys that.
He's still with us. Didn't either. We'll hear from him next week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Cruz and Lito. I'd like to vote for Corby and also nominate the generic youth minister for top Christ-following man of the year. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Kelvin Gemstone won that award.
Oh, that's right.
Recently.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow,
Corby!
Yes!
6-7 and 13-10, The Ticket.
All right, Dan, let's talk about... Oh, God, I just hit my knee, son of a bitch! Oh, it hurts. It hurts the pain. But I don't have low T, so I got that going for me. Low T Center.
Got that going for me.
Yeah.
How many wins is that for Corby?
That is Corby's 87th win. He is now 52 behind the leader, Norman. The poll lost everything on EA Hitzkus.
All right, way to go, Corby.